Insource, don't outsource. Merge virtual teams into your culture to leverage growth.
Don't outsource, insource. Oops, pointed the wrong way. You can probably see all of my books that I read every day over here on the left and my very nice desk behind me. With a lot of chairs. Hey, what we want to talk about is workplace wellness and just the way in which we just love our team members. We love to work with our groups and our teams in Africa. They're in Harare, Zimbabwe. They're amazing people. But the workplace wellness, formerly we called that our pastoral care. And we really looked at that. And rather than just pastors, now we have three pastors on staff, and we have we are overtly a Christian-based company. We talk about it publicly. We talk about it internally. We talk about the value of getting to know who Jesus is and relying on him. But it is workplace wellness. And when I talk about workplace wellness, we're concerned about the individuals in terms of their general welfare, how they integrate at work, home, spiritual, marriage, family, hobbies, everything that encompasses a wellness of a human being and or a team member, we should say. I shouldn't say human being. But what we have done is we've taken our workplace wellness and turned it into a blueprint. Our pastors have written an amazing guide on workplace wellness and how to implement it. And we have shared that with, I believe, over 20 companies now directly and how they could integrate it into their team. But what is workplace wellness? We are concerned not only about a person's ability to come in and perform at a high level and give it 100%, because we think that that's one of God's commands on us, is to do everything with excellence. Also, one of our core values is to do everything with excellence. But when we talk about workplace wellness, it's more than that. It is about their health. It is about their spiritual well-being. We talk about very tough issues like suicide. We talk about depression. We deal with marital problems and various types of issues that they're dealing with on a daily basis. So we're concerned about their family, their marriages, their children, their hobbies, their health, their overall physical well-being as well. So it's important to know that what we do, what we put in place with our team members, so that you're getting a very well-rounded and complete person who we're constantly working on to be better. Are we perfect? Absolutely not. Are we constantly striving for that righteousness, that perfection? Absolutely. And that's what we want to put into our team members. We realize team members, clients are not going to be with us forever. We hope they are, but we realize that's probably not the case. So we want to prepare them, put them in a good position where they can go out and flourish. You know, it's like having really strong roots. You know, my wife and I believe that when you have kids, you want to give them those good solid roots so that when they grow up big and strong, they've got this strong foundation with dealing with anything that the evil forces throw at them and that society and the world at large can pull to bring us down. So workplace wellness, it's a holistic process of how we believe we should run the company. So insource, don't outsource. And we want to give you a very, very well-rounded and healthy team member. Have a great week. God bless.